The first wicket, he's 500. He bowls now, and he's hitting the edge. He's caught it first, and there's 500. First ball after tea. McGrath celebrates. That is a wonderful milestone for one of the great bowlers in the game. And it's extraordinary how wickets fall straight after a break in play.
And McGrath becoming only the fourth bowler to reach that landmark. Later he dismissed Andrew Strauss for two, Michael Vaughan bowled for three, Ian Bell played on for six, and Andrew Flintoff went without scoring. Kevin Peterson coming in for his debut at 19 for four.
A bit of appreciation for your fellow Australian Glenn McGrath, only the fourth person in history to join the 500 club after Courtney Walsh, Mattia Muralitharan and Shane Warne.
And actually Courtney Walsh is here today and he would have seen McGrath get that 500. Well, he certainly deserved it. He's been just the doyen of discipline and line length, and he hits the seam. It's a very simple method, but it's a very effective method. He just keeps at the batsman all the time. The length is absolutely superb, and that's what's got him most of his wickets today, that superb line of length.
Sort of loosened into it, I think, 3 overs before tea, to run in the first ball after tea and knock it over is a little bit of relief, I guess, but to finally get it under the belt, there's no better feeling.
And what about that pitch out there? You seem to have a mastery over the opposition with your control of length and ability to hit the stumps. On three occasions you hit the stumps, two others catches. So what was it about your bowling and the conditions here today that was special?
Always love bowling at Lord's. I think the slope and the wicket probably suits my style of bowling. If today was probably more pronounced than any other time I've played here with the seaming back into the right-handers. I think all five wickets I took were because the ball, obviously the left-handers, two of them seemed away, took the edge, and with the right-handers seamed back and got through the gate and bowled them. So I think today it was more pronounced than normal. I think there was a certain patch on the wicket. If you hit it, it was a little bit inconsistent, but it did seam back into the right-handers a lot from a quite a small patch, and I was lucky enough to hit it a few times.
It's been a frenetic day's play. Is this a burst of some kind of nervous energy at the start of an Ashes series with 17 wickets falling after a team's won the toss and batted?
Oh, I think it's good to see wickets falling. You know, they say it's a batsman's game, but that was probably a few too many wickets on day one. You know, when you're win the toss and bat, I wasn't expecting to, you know, pick up my 500th or have a go at getting it until tomorrow. Well, that was what I was hoping, but yeah, I think we clawed a little bit back at the end of the day to have them set them down for 90-odd. So we're back in the box seat, and hopefully tomorrow knock them over early and our batsmen get into the job this time.
Is it a 17-wicket pitch?
Well, today it was, yes.
And just looking at the way Australia's placed at this point in the game, with this weather, do you think the pitch will have more uneven bounces as the game goes on? It looked as though it had a few cracks in it today.
I didn't notice too many cracks out there, but I can't really see it getting more consistent. It'll probably go the other way, if any. If all goes well, we can have a 80-90 run lead, and then our batsmen get in there and hopefully build a good lead for us.